Chazal says, "Nesh was the bachi cheskel shag rebbe Yehuda mishech the Shabbos daf kuf nun beis." Merk continues with a pasuk in Kehelas, which discusses how a person's body and physical abilities diminish with age. Along that theme, the Gemara says a ma'aser where the case are asked Rabbi Shimon Chananya, "Why didn't you show up to the place where the debates were held?" He said, "Because the mountain is full of snow, meaning his hair is white. There's ice surrounding the areas, meaning his beard and his mustache are white. The dogs don't bark, which means his voice was very weak. The grinders don't grind, meaning his teeth don't function." In the Yeshiva Rav, they said that he added, "I look for things that I haven't lost," meaning he was always bent over as if he's looking for something. Abraisa says, Rabbi Yosef Kisma says, "Two are better than three," meaning walking with two legs are better than walking with two legs and a cane. And woe is to that that goes and doesn't return, which Rav Chisser explains, referring to youth. Rav Dimi said, "Youth is like a crown of roses, old age is like a crown of smelly leaves." May have taught in the Braisa, chew well with your teeth, and you'll find that it benefits. You'll find the benefit in your steps and your walking. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, "Eat bread, because until 40 years old, eating is beneficial. After 40, drinking is beneficial." A certain heretic who was also a Sris, he was not capable of having tashmish, of having children, he said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, he said, "How far is it from here to Karchina?" Making fun of Rabbi Yeshua's baldness. Rabbi Yeshua answered, "The same distance as from here to Gezaina." Again, making fun and a reference to the heretic's being a Sris, a disability of having children and having of not being able to have tashmish. The heretic said, "A bald animal is sold for four dinners," meaning a reference to comparing Rabbi Yeshua to a goat who has no hair compared to a sheep. Rabbi Yeshua answered, "An animal which can't reproduce is sold for eight dinners," comparing this heretic to an animal that can't have offspring. Seeing that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't wearing shoes, he said, "Someone who rides on a horse is a king. Someone who rides on a donkey is a free man. Someone who wears shoes is at least a human. But someone who doesn't even have that is worse off than being dead." Rabbi Yehuda answered, "The glory of a face is a beard. The happiness of heart comes from being with a woman. The inheritance of Hashem's children, gebenched is the Eibush who has given you none of these." Similar story, Rabbi Yisrael Shimon Chalafta, why he didn't come to visit him on Yontov. He said, "The small rocks have become tall. You know, it's difficult to walk. The close have become far. The two have become three. I now walk with a cane. And the thing that brings peace has stopped," the reference to his ability to have tashmish. The pasuk says like this: "When the doors in the street are closed," that refers to the opening of a person's body. "When the sound of grinding is low," it refers to the stomach that no longer digests properly. "When one awakens from the sound of a bird," an old person wakes up at any noise. "All sounds of song are low. All singing sounds like a whisper." Barzillai HaGaladi said similar to David HaMelech when he explained to David HaMelech why he wouldn't move near the palace. He said, "He's old and he doesn't have the thought process of a young man and can't enjoy the food, drink, or music." Rav said Barzillai was a liar because we find that the maid of Rebbe was 92 and she would still be able to taste the pot to make sure it was properly spiced. Rav said that Barzillai overindulged in znus, which is why he aged very badly. Rav said that Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says Talmid Chacham become wiser as he ages, Amaris becomes more foolish as he ages. Pasuk referring to aging again says they even fear heights, means like small mountains seem like mountains to them. They're scared on the road, they're scared as they travel. The almond tree grows, the pasuk says, meaning the hips begin protruding. The pasuk says the grasshopper becomes a burden, means this is referring to the bottom of a person becomes a burden for him. And the aviyona stops, it means the desire for women stops. Rav Kahana said that pasuk, he heard Rav sigh, so Rav Kahana said it must mean that Rav's desire for women has stopped. Rav Kahana said the pasuk says that the desire for women and for children are decreed by the Eibishter, because if not for that, it doesn't make sense why this desire should exist. Pasuk says, "Ki hoylecha adam el beis olamoy," person goes to his eternal home. Rabbi Yitzchak says, this teaches that although life ends for everybody, but every person gets the place he deserves in Gan Eden. Rabbi Yitzchak says, the pasuk says, childhood and youth are nothingness, which tells us the way one conducts himself in his youth, if he overindulges in attachments, etc., that will weaken him in his old age. Rabbi Yitzchak said, the worms pain the dead person like a needle to living flesh. Rabbi Yitzchak learns from a pasuk that a person's soul mourns over his own death for 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda says if a person dies without mourners, 10 people should gather in his house for those 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda once arranged for the people to do this for someone who had no avelim, and he had 10 people sit in the house for 10 days, and this person came to him in a dream and thanked him for doing so. Rabbi Yehuda says the mason knows everything that's in front of him until the cover is placed in the coffin. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, argue. One says the mason knows everything until the cover is placed. The other says he knows everything until he decomposes. Right, says the pasuk teaches you have to return your neshama to Hashem with the purity in which it was given to us. The mashal was given to a king who gave clothing to his servants. The smart ones kept them clean and never overused them, and kept them very very nice. The not smart ones made them dirty and used them all the time. When they came back, the king asked for the clothing back. He was very happy with the people who returned to him in great condition, and they were rewarded. He was angry with the people who returned to him dirty and threw them in jail. Rabbi says, Rabbi Eliezer says, the neshamas of tzaddikim are stored beneath Hashem's throne. The neshamas of Rishonim are thrown by Malachim back and forth across the world. And Rabbi asked Nachum, what about the people who are in between tzaddikim and Rishonim? He answered that Shmuel said they're given with the Rishonim over to Duma, which is the Malach in charge of these neshamas, but they would rest while the Rishonim are being thrown around. But Murray learns from a pasuk that even the bodies of tzaddikim are turned to dust. There were people digging in Rav Nachman's field, and they came across a dead body that made noises at them. Rav Nachman went to the Mace, he asked, who are you? He said, I'm Rabbi Achai ben Yoshia. He asked, your Murray taught that even tzaddikim decompose. How are you still complete? You haven't decomposed. He said, only people who have jealousy decompose. Rabbi Nachman said to him, asked him to come back to his house with him. He said, no, a mace may not leave the grave until Hashem brings tzias a mace. Rabbi Nachman said, there's another pasuk that says all mason will become earth. He said, that happens to tzaddikim only one moment before tzias a mason. A certain heretic asked Revo, if the neshamim tzaddikim are kept by Hashem's throne, how was the person able to speak to the spirit of Shmuel HaNavi and bring him down? He answered, that was within 12 months after of his death. And when during the 12 months after death, the neshama goes up to Shemaim and back down to earth, goes back and forth between the body and the heaven. So that was that's when that happened. However, after 12 months, when it reaches its final resting place, that's when it goes by the Kisei HaKovet and it doesn't come here anymore.